Well, hi there. This is Kimberly Oliver with Living from the Heart. It is so good to be with you today. I know that we had a lot of family weekends going on this last weekend, and I pray that you had a great, great time. I tell you, here in Texas, we've had a rainstorm and it's been flooding, so it's been kind of crazy here. Everything that we do, I know that with real estate, we've had to postpone having photo shoots and all the things that we do. So it's been a season. And that is what we're going to talk about today is seasons. You know, on Living from the Heart, I share with you personal stories from my life, things that I've learned. You know, I'm 56 years old and I've been through some things. I've learned some things through my life. And I share these things with you very candidly. And my hope is that you'll learn from my story, and maybe it'll help you make some decisions in your life so that maybe you don't have to go through the same stories that I do. But, you know, a lot of times we talk from Living from the Heart, we talk about heart issues. We talk about things that really affect our heart. And we have to guard our heart, don't we? Because we go through seasons, and those different seasons can put things on us in our heart that maybe we don't want. So Living from the Heart is all about stories, about living from the heart and possibly some of the outcomes of it. And so you're going to get lots of stories. And today we are going to be talking about seasons. Seasons in life. You know, when you think about seasons in life, I mean, they're basically chapters, like chapters in a book. You know, if you look at a chapter in a book, you know, you have the details of the story, and then you usually have a middle part, and then you have a great ending, right? Well, in life, we have seasons that we go through. There's a beginning and there's an end, and that's a season. And, you know, some seasons are really so great. I mean, like when you have a child, I mean, that's amazing. When your child graduates from kindergarten, that's an amazing season. And then you have a season of them in high school. And I'm sure if you have teenagers, you can go, oh, yeah, that's a season. That happens to be my favorite season. I know I'm weird, but I love high schoolers. I think high school age is the best. And then you have seasons and adult seasons. And then you have, you know, midlife where you're an empty nester. And, you know, so you get what I'm saying. You have seasons. You have spurts of time where things happen that mark you, that define you, and that make you who you are. So never underestimate the power of a season. You know, in some seasons, you're going to learn a little bit more than you do others. Some seasons are going to be hard. They're going to break your heart. And you're going to wish I would have never had gone through this. But I want to push back a little bit. And instead of saying that, why don't you say, you know what? I learned a lot in that season. Can I get an amen from you? I know you probably have. I know that I learned so much, and I try to take notes in my season in life. Like, what did I learn? What could I have done better? You know, that kind of thing. I always try to take the season and really apply it to my life. Like, what did I learn? You know, and seasons do get hard sometimes. I mean, I can tell you, I've been through a divorce. I've been through a lot of things in my season. In 56 years, you've got a lot of opportunity to make some wrong choices and to make right choices. But, you know, you're definitely going to have a testimony after 56 years, and I certainly have that. But God has been so good for me. You know, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about seasons. And, you know, how many times in seasons do we complain to God and say, God, why, when, how? All those questions we ask God of, when are we going to get through this? When is it going to happen for me? That happened to my sister, but it hasn't happened for me yet. You know, so many times we are not content where God has us. You know, we can't find the joy in it. We just want to complain, and we keep looking out somewhere, and we don't take inventory of what God is doing in our life right now. So let me ask you something. What is God doing in your life right now that perhaps you can't see? I want you to think about that. Think about things that are going on in your life that you're like, God, I'm just ready for this season to be over with. I'm tired of this season. And, you know, Jeremiah had a similar story in the Bible. And that's what we're going to talk about today in Jeremiah 15. And it starts in verse 15 and going down to verse 15. But Jeremiah had a prayer. So he prayed to God and God answered him. And Jeremiah was in this funky place where, you know, he was just done. He was done with the season, similar to where you are. But I'm going to read this to you. But Jeremiah's prayer, it says, you know, God, O Lord, remember me, take notice of me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Do you ever feel like you have some persecutors? Do you know you can ask God to take care of them for you and he'll do it? Because he did for Jeremiah. It says, "Do not, in view of your patience, take me away. Know that for your sake I endured reproach. Your words were found and I ate them. Your words became for me joy and delight in my heart. For I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the circle of the merrymakers, nor did I exalt, because your hand was upon me and I sat alone. For you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain been so perpetual and my wound incurable, refusing to heal?" And this is what the Lord said to him. The Lord said, "Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return to me, then I will restore you. Before me you will stand, and if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesperson." You know, so here was Jeremiah crying out to the Lord, you know, asking him when he was going to take this perpetual, uncurable pain away, because he felt like it was incurable. I mean, he felt like there's just no way out, and he didn't know how to deal with it. And it's amazing how many times we can feel like that. We just want to quit. We want to give up. We want to, you know, there's so many times that we get so tired of doing what's right, and we get tired of doing those things that we know that we should do because we're tired. Have you ever said that in your life? Like, "I am just so tired." Well, my friend, I can tell you I've been in that season so many times, and I always go back to the scripture in Jeremiah. When I've been at my lowest place in life and I don't know what to do and I'm asking God, "When is this pain going to go away?" I always go back to that scripture because he says, if you will return to him. So if we return to the Lord and say, "Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I trust you," and keep your heart connected to God to do whatever he wants to do. And that means not trying to tell him what to do, but whatever God wants to do, you say, "God, I trust you. God, I love you. I trust you. I know that you've got this worked out, and I just trust you to make it all to my good." You know, there's so many times in life that I have done that exact thing, and you know, I'll just tell the Lord, "Lord, I trust you." You know, when I got my grandson, I went through a divorce about 2.5 years ago, and I took my grandson to raise. It was a situation where I had to raise him, or he would have gone to foster care. And you know, I had made a promise to my husband that I wouldn't do that. I would not. We would not raise a grandchild. And we'd only been married, we'd been together for 8 years, but had only been married for a short time. And that happened. I got that phone call from CPS saying, "You need to come get your grandson or he's going to go to foster care." And my little grandson was 3 years old. And, you know, I didn't know how bad it was, what kind of living condition he had. But I learned later that it was really, really not good. And if I had not gotten Brock, there's no telling what would have happened to him. He needed a lot of care and a lot of nurturing. And I can testify today, after having him almost 3 years, how God has done so many things for us. And God has been so good. He's been so patient with me as I learn how to navigate at 56 years old and how to raise a grandson. You know, when my kids were little, I mean, I know what my kids had in their life. I know what I taught them. But with Brock, he was raised by his mom and my son, you know, for 3 years. And my son worked a lot in the oil field. So I didn't know really what Brock was dealing with. His mom stayed home with him. And again, my son was working in the oil field, so he wasn't home a lot. But, you know, things happened, and Brock was really neglected in his early years. And I didn't know how bad it was until I said yes to take him. Well, you know, after I said yes, my husband left and all of that, you know, I began a new pain. So here I am, you know, 55 years old then, and I guess I was 53. So here I am raising a grandchild, and I'm doing it alone. And I don't know if you've heard my stories in the past, but I was a single mom for 11 years. So I raised my kids by myself. And now here I am, supposed to be an empty nester, having the time of my life. And now I have a 3-year-old again. Well, you know, that could short circuit a lot of people. And I'm not going to say it didn't short circuit me for a minute, but you know, I had this precious life that I had to care for. And my grandson is so adorable, and he is such a blessing to my life. So what I thought was impossible began to be tangible, and God began to show me how to navigate through that season. And yeah, I was brokenhearted because, you know, my husband, I thought we would be together for life. And I really thought, I thought differently. But when that came to an end, my life took a whole new trajectory because that wasn't my choice. That was somebody else's choice. So all I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through, no matter what kind of curveball God allows to come into your life, like God allowed Brock to come into my life, no matter what the curveball is, I can tell you this for a fact. When you put God first, you love on God, and you just say, God, I trust you. I know you're faithful. I don't know how you're going to do it. It looks impossible, but I know you're faithful. If you will keep that heart and that attitude when something's going on in your life that you don't understand and it looks devastating. And my friends, I'm going to tell you, when I tell you it was devastating for me when my husband left me because I took my grandson. And of course, I don't think he said it was for my grandson because then he wouldn't look good. You know, whatever story he told was his story, you know, but I know and friends around me know that, you know, it was because of Brock, because he didn't want to do that. And I totally get that. You know, if you're in your 50s, 60s, you know, taking on a grandchild is probably not something we're all going to stand up and say, here, pick me. I want to do it. Especially when they have, you know, when they have some opportunities that you have to fill in gaps for their learning disability. So it might be a little hard. You know, nobody signs up for that, I don't think. I think a few people do. I did. But I didn't sign up for it, but I also said yes when it came time where there was no other choice. And I can tell you today, after in September, it'll be 3 years that I've had him, and I look at him now, and he is a total different child. See, what I had to begin to think about is God trusted me with my only grandchild, and God trusted me to raise him. He gave him to me and said, Kimberly, this is your assignment. It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough, but you can do this. I've got you. And I got that word from the Lord that he had me, and I totally embraced having Brock, and I had a different mindset about it. I suddenly felt, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to pour into this child, and God has sent people in my life to help me. God has been so, so good to me. I can't even tell you the things that God has done, but he has been so, so good. Just little blessings, you know, that he has given me, favor with teachers and all the things that go with raising a grandchild. You never know what you're going to go through, but dealing with the schools and just all the things we've had to do, I've learned to adapt. I've learned to adjust, and it's been really, really good. Well, you know, perhaps you're like Jeremiah and you're going, how long will this pain go? I mean, I can remember saying that when I first got Brock. I'm like, oh my gosh, not only was I going through trying to get him situated, I was trying to go through picking up my own pieces of my broken heart of something I thought was forever, and it ended up not being forever. And I went back to the scripture and read it again. And it says, when you return to me, I will return to you. I know Jeremiah 33:3 says, you can call upon the name of the Lord anytime. And I've known that scripture for a long time, but this scripture in Jeremiah really spoke to my heart because of my pain. So if you're going through a heart condition of pain right now, I want you to go through and read Jeremiah 15:15 and read the whole thing down to past verse 19. Because you will find such comfort in that. It is such a great scripture. One thing I didn't read is in verse 20, it says, then I will make you this people a fortified wall of bronze. And though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. So I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grasp of the violent. You know, that scripture has so many promises. God is saying, no matter what you're going through, it does not matter what you're going through. If it's a health issue, a financial issue, just a lifestyle issue, whatever the issue is that you're going through, God promises if you will call upon him and return to him, he will get you through it. You know, like we've talked about in many, many messages before, And, you know, we've talked about that. We've talked about keeping your heart right. If you'll continue to follow the Lord and keep your heart right, don't let anger, don't let rebellious, don't let any of those things take root in our heart. Because when we go through something, I'll talk for me, sometimes I just want to rebel and go, just forget it. I'm not going to do it. And it's a little bit of anger in there, like, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, you have to keep your heart right and say, God, let me calm down. Let me read your word and let me get my attitude right. Because sometimes we can get a bad attitude. Would you agree? And I know everybody's shaking their head. Yes, I can have a bad attitude. And, you know, don't be quick to make a quick decision when you go through a major thing. Take your time, get before the Lord, and spend time with the Lord, because he's going to guide you. He's going to direct your path, and he will not lead you astray. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing right now, by being a Christ follower, he is going to get you through. I promise you. There's so many times he's done it over and over and over for me. There's not one thing that I've gone through that I haven't said, you know, God, you are right there with me. And did that make everything, all the pain go away? No, it didn't. But it helped me be closer to God and trust God. Yes, it did. Because if he did it before, he will do it again. I think they've got a song out there that said, if he did it before, he'll do it again. I think it's a little rap, kind of a rap beat. But he will. If he did it before for you, he will do it again. And he'll do it better this time. Because as you grow with the Lord and as you fall in love with God, he is going to blow you away about the things he does. But see, we always ask this question, how long, Lord? How long? Jeremiah said, why has my pain been so perpetual and my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Well, you know, sometimes if we hang on to anger and hate and all the things that are opposite of what God does, that pain will be perpetual. It will stay there for a long time. If you hold on to resentment, you have to forgive those who hurt you. You just have to forgive them. It doesn't matter. You know, we all probably played a part into that, because when you go through things and it's with another person, sometimes you say things you don't mean. Sometimes you can think things in your mind. If something was done, maybe your perception was wrong. There's so many variables. I mean, your perception could be off just a tick. So maybe what somebody said to you was said one way, but you took it another way. There's just so many things that could happen. And so you have to seek first to understand. I want you to say that with me. Seek first to understand. Because you know what? Whatever triggers we have and whatever past wounds we have, whatever past pain we have, that plays a part in our heart if we haven't dealt with it. So the way that we view things, if we're looking through a lens of betrayal, or we're looking through a lens of abandonment, or we're looking through a lens of past hurts, you know, you're going to see every problem through that lens, and it's going to have a little bit of that junk on it. You know how when you have your glasses and you have fingerprints on it and you have to clean those off, or the lens of your camera, you have to clean it off so that you can see clearly. That is exactly how your heart is. You have to keep your heart lens clean so that whatever you look at, you have a fresh perspective. You look at things new. You look at things in a different way. If you change the way you look at things, the things that you're looking at will change. It's all about perception. Do you know, I had a friend one time that went through something, and it was all built on a false perception. She made every decision because her perception was so negative, and the thing that was happening to her wasn't really what she thought it was. It was something totally different. And she was very humble to find this out. She was very humble to say, you know what? I had this wrong. But if you get it wrong, all you have to do is go back to that person or go back to that situation and say, you know what? I've had some time to think about this, and I'm really sorry. But when you said this, this is what I heard. This was the lie that I told myself. You know, so many times we can tell ourselves a lie. I want you to ask yourself, have you been telling yourself a lie lately based on past experience, based on past hurt, past shame, past whatever? You know, we all can do that. We can actually, we can have a perception. And so when something comes at us, we can look at it totally wrong because we haven't had a healing in our heart. And that is a tough place to be, because I tell you what, if you can't get your heart right and get your heart healed and whole, you may miss some of the biggest blessing God has for you. Because God promises He'll do it. He promises He will take away the pain. He'll take away the shame. But we have to allow Him to do it the way He wants to do it because He knows better. So whatever you're going through today, maybe God is doing something in you. And maybe it has nothing to do with that other person. Maybe it's something He's doing in you. And you know what, my friend? I can promise you, if God is doing it for you and doing it through you, you're going to come back a stronger self on the other side. Because whatever we take in during those seasons from God, it makes us stronger. So I want to encourage you today. I just feel like somebody out there is going through a really tough season. And I'm sorry you're going through that. I am sorry. I know those seasons are painful. I get it. I totally get it. 3 years ago, I felt like I didn't want to live. You know, I've never wanted to take my life or anything, but I really didn't care if God took me or not. I'm like, take care of Brock. I really felt that way. I just felt like I did not want to live anymore. And it took me a good 2 years to come out of that funk of, my God, I thought I did everything right. And, you know, when I look back, God showed me some things that He tried to show me, and that I wasn't listening. Because sometimes God will try to prevent things from happening. And sometimes we don't listen because we kind of got our own, we have our own idea of how it's supposed to go. And when we choose our ideas, sometimes it doesn't work out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to tell you. So let God do your choosing. Let God orchestrate the steps of your life. Let Him orchestrate all that, and we won't fail. Will we still go through problems? Yes, we will. Because if we didn't have issues, if we didn't have opportunities to overcome, how would we ever know that God is real? How would we know the faith works? Because everything would be the same. It would be vanilla. Well, in my life, I love texture in life. I love, when I go through different things because I know God is doing something. So you have to look at your situation going, God, what are you doing? This doesn't feel good, but you know what, God? You are God, and I know you're going to do whatever's best for me. Bottom line, amen. And if you have those conversations with God, I think it'll bring you peace, and you're going to be more secure not to fail and not to falter in waiting for God, because we have to wait for Him to do His perfect work, because His perfect work is where we want to be, right? I mean, I don't want to be anywhere that God doesn't take me. I've seen times in my life, and I can remember times in life that I did it my way, and I usually made a mess of it pretty much, but when I do it God's way, oh my gosh, God's ways are so much better. And when God kisses you, and I call the blessings, like when God does something for you that's unexpected, I call those kisses from Jesus. Because there's times that God is just going to kiss you to let you know, I still have you. I still have you. I've got your plan. I've got your back. I've got everything worked out for you. Stop worrying. You know, and I think that's where we need to be. We need to trust God. You know, one of my favorite breath prayers is, God, I love you. You're faithful. And remember several weeks ago, we did a thing where it says, God, I love you. God, I love you. God, I love you. God, do you love me? And then you were just to listen and be silent for a few minutes to listen to what He says. And hopefully He spoke sweet, sweet things to you. He spoke things like, baby, I've got you. I've got it all worked out. Don't worry about it. Maybe He's not going to tell you what He's going to do, but He gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding that only God can give you. And I pray that's your story today because, you know, we'll go through things, my friend. The Bible says we're going to go through trials and tribulations. That's just life. Nobody escapes that. People may look like they escape it, but they don't. We all go through the same thing. We all go through the same kind of pain. And, you know, some people look like they don't go through that much. But I promise you, maybe they're not as loud about it or as outspoken or as open about it. They do go through some stuff. And nobody under Christ is immune to this. I mean, everybody goes through it. So just keep your heart right and know that God is going to get you through. You know, I want you to read Jeremiah 15 because I tell you, that is my go-to scripture when I am in pain. And you know, I'm very blessed to say that today I'm happy. I have wonderful friends in my life. I have great relationships. I have a wonderful life with Brock. You know, God is doing amazing things in my life right now. I'm just finishing my book, Naked and Unashamed, which I hope to tell you about in the next coming months that you can order it. But you know, it's been a journey. So out of my pain, God pushed me to finish my book. Out of my pain, God pushed me to do more in real estate. Out of my pain, God pushed me to see a counselor, to understand how to deal with my pain. So out of that pain came so many good things. Was the season easy? No, it wasn't easy. But do I feel better today? You know, it's 2.5 years out and I am good today. Today, I feel good about my life. I feel good about where I'm at. And I pray that you can say those same things. You know, life is just a journey. And when you have God at the front of it and you have God with you, it's so much easier. Well, perhaps you're like me and you're like, Kimberly, I don't go to church. I don't really know God. And, you know, I didn't go to church either. I didn't get saved until I was 26 when I was pregnant with Jared. And I got saved and I never looked back. But I was 26 years old, so I didn't have that foundation of knowing who God was. And maybe you did or maybe you didn't. But even if you're 40 years old today, even if you're 50 years old, even if you just turned 52, it does not matter. You can say, God, I want you to come into my heart. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I want you to be the ruler of my life. In Jesus' name, that's all you have to do. It doesn't matter what age. You could be 70. You could be 73. You could be whatever age. You may be a teenager listening to this today, but God is so faithful. All you have to do is invite him into your heart, and he will continue showing you things. You know, when I got saved, I asked the Lord to be my father because I had an absent father, and I didn't know what it was like to have a dad, and I wanted a daddy to take care of me. Maybe that's what you need today, or maybe it's a husband. He could be your husband. He could be your dad. He can be whatever you need. In the Bible, in Genesis, it says, I am. I am. He's whatever you need. And so maybe today you're going through something, and you just don't know how you're going to get through the pain. I encourage you to go and read Jeremiah 15. And continue, find yourself a good Bible-based church. There are several of them wherever you live. I know that there's several of them. If you're in another country, I know that there's missionaries there working, planting churches. But find yourself a good mentorship program, a good discipleship program, so you can learn how to study the Bible, learn how to live for God, find good worship music, and just ask God every day, God, what am I doing? What can I do today? What can I do tomorrow? Because if you'll do that with God, he will show you great things. Well, I am so glad I got to spend the day with you today, this morning. And this is Kimberly Oliver with Living from the Heart. You can find me on Facebook, Living from the Heart on Facebook, or you can go to my personal page, Kimberly Ann Oliver. And I'd love to hear from you if this ministered to you. And I'll have my website up soon. Have somebody working on that. So if you would like to order my book, Naked and Unashamed, it tells a lot about my story. Maybe that would help you and be a blessing. But God bless you in all you do. I pray that you find God in a new way today. Anyway, keep your heart right, live for God, and God is going to work it all out. This is Kimberly. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Keith Green of Life Brand Cowboy Church in Prattville, Alabama. I want to take just a moment to share with you what the Lord has laid on our church's heart. We as a church, realizing the value of the ministry of HLE Radio and how many souls can be reached and lives can be changed through them, have come to the conclusion that we just want to be a part of this great ministry. HLE Radio is impacting the lives of folks every day in over 165 countries with music and ministry, boldly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. HLE Radio is the voice of the Cowboy Church, and in my opinion, we the Cowboy Church have let them down. And that's why we at Life Brand Cowboy Church from this point forward will be taking up a monthly collection that will go directly to HLE Radio to help their ministry's efforts. And I want to personally issue a challenge to every Cowboy Church pastor out there to make a monthly investment and sow into the ministry of HLE Radio. I can assure you that your church will indeed reap the harvest.
Hi folks, Peter McDougall here from Prince Edward Island, Canada. and I want to tell you about the free download of my album, Broad Road. It's a collection of songs about how Jesus changed my life, and God put it on my heart to share them with you. Get it now at PeterMcDougallMusic.com.